You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Rams Nation, how's it going? As always, it is your boy, your host, Sosa Cremenjas. I'm a fantasy analyst at PFF and your host here at the Locked On Rams podcast, your number one daily podcast covering the Los Angeles Rams and part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And as you guys can already see, I got my man Bear Motter on the other line. We're having another Wednesday episode together, our final one before the first week of the 2021 NFL season, which we will dive into in the second and third segments. But before we get there, we got to finish off our schedule breakdown series because we're now on to, I want to say, week 14, which we'll recap everything prior to in case you guys did miss it. And we're going to finish off sharing our predictions for how this season is going to go, which I think we both seem to be pretty high on the Rams so far, which is a good thing, of course, because it probably means the team is good. But before we get into all of that, my man Bear, how are you feeling, brother?
Dude, I'm doing great, man. And really loving joining you via YouTube because I get the intro music, get to get hyped leading into this. It's like, it's official, man, and it gets me ready to go. And nothing better than talking like football next weekend, aka even start of the season here on Thursday. So love it, man. Couldn't be more stoked.
Yeah, no more roster speculation, no more, you know, training camp positional battles. That stuff is in the past. Now the good stuff is here. We're diving into everything you need to know, obviously, with the Rams going into week one, Sunday Night Football, SoFi Stadium against the Chicago Bears. But I did mention that we have to wrap up this schedule breakdown series. And two of the games that we did already record are no good. So we have to sort of break them down really quickly here. And basically, Brad and I went through week one through week 13 already, and thus far, our records are really close to each other. I want to say Brad is at 10-2, and I'm currently at 9-3. Both of us did pick wins over the Green Bay Packers in week 12 and wins in Jacksonville in week 13 as well. So back-to-back wins there after the week 11 bye, and that does take us into week 14 right now, Brad. There's five games remaining on the schedule. The bye week has passed. This is the last stretch of the season here. The Rams' second game, week 14, against the Arizona Cardinals. They are on the road in this one. We both had the Rams winning the first contest against the Cardinals. I'm going to hand it over to you. What do you think of this one?
Yeah, and coming out of the bye, that was part of the reason why I had the Rams over the Green Bay Packers. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars was kind of a no-brainer, but we played those Packers really close in an away game, in a playoff game, with a quarterback with, you know, what, five fingers or nine fingers, he had missing his thumb there or whatever it was. But I think this trend continues. It's Monday night versus Arizona Cardinals. We have dominated them since McVay has come here and really have no signs of going a different direction. A lot of hype on the Arizona Cardinals, but it feels like almost every offseason they seem to be one of those teams that everyone's like, oh, it's going to be the Cardinals year. And then they finish in fourth in the NFC West. I think this is one of those games, especially if you look across the division where we expect the Rams to be, that they got to continue to beat down on the lower half of this division. Look at Tom Brady's run as a New England Patriot. Who do they beat up all the time? It was basically everyone in that division, but it was the Jets and the Dolphins were consistently getting it from Tom Brady. And that's what we have to do here in Los Angeles, continue to give it to who is in the basement in this division. I think it's going to be the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, I think they're going to be better. They've made additions. But Monday Night Football, man, will show it in front of the whole world that McVay has got that number, and it's not going to change. It's another dub for the LA Rams for me.
I'm not going to disagree with you here. This is kind of wild to think that the Cardinals still have not beat Sean McVay ever as a head coach. And I want to say they only beat Jared Goff once. I think he was 7-1 against them. Sean McVay 6-0. It's clear that we both think that McVay is going to hold that unbeaten record another season, which is probably not good for the Cardinals, for a team that's probably looking to get into the playoffs. I don't think that bodes very well for Cliff Kingsbury and his chances to come back as the head coach. But I think both of us look at this the same way. The Rams are simply better. And there's a lot of tough games, especially coming up in these next few games that we're going to cover here in a second. The Rams can't afford to drop those, not necessarily gimmies, but the ones that are a little bit easier than some of those tougher ones, especially the division games when it comes to the NFC West, which is probably the best division in football. So looks like we're both going with wins there. That takes us into week 15, the second game against the Seattle Seahawks this season. This one is at home for the Rams. Brad, we both went with losses in the first one against Seattle. Where are you leaning here?
Yeah, that was a Thursday night game for the Rams in that first part, which now my betting self is going against that because I've got a bet right now for the Rams to win the first five games of the season. Seeing what the Seahawks are doing right now at the cornerback position, rotating guys in, even this late, getting ready for the season kind of gets me excited. So maybe I would even change that prediction, but we're sticking with it. I had an L early in the season, and I'm going to take this as a split. I think the Rams, one, play well up in Seattle, which this game is actually at home. This is going to be at SoFi. It's a 3 o'clock game on Fox, but I think this is the where they split, right? If we lose the first game, I think we win this game. It could be a role reversal. If we end up winning that first game, this could be a loss. But since I already chose the loss in that first one, there's no way we get swept by the Seahawks. This is another team that we play really well, especially if you look in the recent past. So I got this as a win. I think it, especially for the Rams coming down at the end of the season, and we're seeing these divisional opponents, we really can't afford losing to games within our division. I see this as a win. This is a momentum-building win for the Rams. Back-to-back NFC West wins. We've got a big one to close the season. We'll get there in a little bit. But another win for the Rams, this time over the Seahawks for me.
We're copying each other here, man. There's you're sharing your homework with me. The teacher's not looking, so I'm going with a dub as well. I mean, we both went with losses in the first one. You mentioned it. I think they're going to split. If the Rams win the first one, I would have went with an L here, but I just kind of went this way as well. I know that Thursday night game earlier against the Seahawks is just going to be a little bit tougher. So this one's at home. You mentioned it. Probably a little bit more favorable for the Rams than the first one is. So we both go with W's here. I like that as well. And that takes us into week 16, a somewhat unfamiliar foe in the Minnesota Vikings. And this game, again, another Sunday game, 1 o'clock. Eastern time, I should say, for those of us that are in that time zone. Traveling to Minnesota, going to be a tough game. I think the Vikings are one of those teams that is going to be a lot better this season. Brad, where do you got this one?
Man, this is tough. Really, the next two games are tough. They're on the road. We go here and then again to Baltimore. Again, we'll talk about that here in a second. But it's what team are we facing at the end of the year? Is this a Kirk Cousins is rolling? They've got a healthy Cook at running back and they're in playoff contention. I'd probably go Minnesota on this one, right? They have to protect home field. They'll be fighting for playoff position. If this is a Minnesota injured, banged up, 4 or 5 games out of it, it's the Rams. I don't know what team we're going to face, obviously, at this point. I'm going to go with the assumption what you just said, where I think this team's going to be a little bit better. There's a lot of interesting happenings in the NFC North when you look at who the Bears are going to be, what the Packers are going to be with potentially a last dance situation. So I put this as a Minnesota Viking team is going to be pretty good. And I'll take a loss here. I'm going to try to balance out all the wins. I think I only have 2 losses up to this point. So I've got to kind of even this out somewhere. It's end of the season. I think the Rams will start to maybe slow down, not a division opponent on the road, tough place to play. So I'm going to take a loss here as much as it hurts me.
Again, I'm copying you here, man. I got a loss as well. A tough opponent. I think they're just going to be so much better. You look at all the guys that are coming back from those COVID opt-outs, some of the injuries, Anthony Barr, all these different guys. They add Patrick Peterson, Danielle Hunter, maybe the best defensive lineman in the NFL. Like, this guy's that good. Not the best, I mean, but pretty good. And I just think this one's going to be a loss as well. This is a very tough game. And I think it's a coin flip, but I'm going to go with a loss in this one as well. That takes us into our final two games, week 17. You mentioned it, another very tough game, maybe the toughest game on the schedule, to be quite honest with you. The Rams heading to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens, another Sunday afternoon game. And we know the Ravens are quite a good team. The last time they played the Rams, I'm pretty sure most Rams fans had that television off at about halftime because that was one of the worst, if not the worst loss in Sean McVay's career. Absolutely dominated from start to finish. I know where I'm going with this one, Brad. I'm going to hand it over to you first. I think we might be headed for the same direction here, though.
Yeah, man, what an ugly game that was. And on primetime, so all of my friends had the availability to have the time to text me and tell me how bad my football team was that I support at that time. And that was a rough Locked On episode after that. What do you say after getting a whooping like that? It will be on some of those guys' minds that were there. The team has had some turnover since then. But on the road, again, back-to-back games, I just don't see it for the Rams. I mean, I would love it again, them for to go on the road. I've always kind of tout this team and under Sean McVay as a really good road team. But again, if that team is healthy, if that team is contending, that is a game that they should win at home. I think it's going to be, I mean, this could be two of the you know, top five offenses duking it out. It could be one of those, you know, Chiefs-Rams games, hopefully, that we see points going up left and right. I think Jalen Ramsey is going to have to take it on him in the defense with Aaron Donald to try to stop those guys. I think this is another loss. End of the year. Depends on where we're at as far as in the standings. What are we really pushing for? What are we playing for? How healthy are our guys? But on the road at Baltimore, understanding how dangerous that team can be when clicking, which you would assume at that part of the year, if everyone's healthy, they will be. I'm going back-to-back losses. It hurts me as I didn't even mean to kind of play this out, but back-to-back losses, maybe that will motivate them going into that last game of the season.
I agree again. I mean, we're just copying each other here. These Ravens are a tough team to play. You know they're going to be physical. And I feel like every time that December, January time of the year comes around, those Ravens take it up another notch. They just feel like one of those teams that loves to get very physical offensively, defensively. They want to beat the hell out of their opponents, not just beat them. So I think this is going to be a tough one for the Rams as well. A loss for me as well, which is not great because that does send them on a two-game losing streak heading into the final week, which we'll dive into in the next segment. And then we're going to wrap it up with our entire season predictions and see exactly where we landed in terms of the win-loss records. Of course, we both think the Rams are going to be very successful this season. You guys can always come connect with us on Twitter as well. You can find us at QBsMEP, at LA underscore Rambling Bear, and at Locked On Rams, and on YouTube at Locked On Rams. And that does take us into our first sponsor for this episode, Bet Online. The NFL season is right around the corner. All of our eyes are attached to that football field. We're all getting prepared for the kickoff to this season. And as always, Bet Online is your number one place for all the pro and college football action this season. You can get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including the $500,000 mega contest and the $200,000 survivor contest, which are open now. All you have to do is just head over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to take advantage of all your favorite sports, from basketball to football, boxing, right to horse racing. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And Brad, that now takes us into this final week of the season here. The Los Angeles Rams, the San Francisco 49ers, week 18, game 17. That's something we've never seen before in the NFL's history. And this one is a home game for the Rams. And obviously, it's going to be an important one. I think, you know, unless the Rams are so good that they can bench their players in this final game, I think this one's going to have some legitimate meaning in terms of the NFC seeding, the playoff picture, all that kind of good stuff. And to preface this, we both had the Rams losing to the Niners in the first game earlier this season. I want to say that was in week 10. Now, I think we're both headed for the same direction once again, maybe on the opposite side of the coin here. I'm going to hand it to you first. Where are you headed with this one?
Yeah, I got to go Dub, man. We cannot continue to be swept by the 49ers and or just have them taking our number, especially late in the season. We've had it happen way too many times. We've heard enough noise from the 49er fan base. If we want to go win this division, whether our record is already winning the division or not, we have to beat the 49ers. It would be nice if you said, like, to rest our players. That'd be great. That'd be a bonus. Maybe that meant our last two predictions were wrong and we went win-win there. Yeah. But I think this is a game not only heading into the playoffs, unless we have, you know, a number one seed locked up or our two seed, wherever we're at, if, unless it's locked up and this game actually means anything, it needs to be a win. So that's the way I got it. I think it's going to be a tough fought game. I think we play the 49ers a lot better this year. I was close to sweeping them in my predictions, but I thought I'd give some balance in the NFC West. This one will be a win. We end the season. We go into playoff football on a high, beating a division rival, and we win the NFC West with it. That's the plan.
That's exactly where I'm headed as well. You know, I agree. I think this will be a win. I don't know if it's necessarily this one that's a win or the one earlier in week 10. Like me and you said, the same thing with the Seahawks. I think we split with the Seahawks. I think they split with the 49ers, and I think they're going to sweep the Cardinals. So that would obviously put them in a place where they're going to be 4-2 in the division. I do think they're going to win the NFC West as well. And this is good news because that would take them into the playoffs on a winning streak, I guess, even if it's just one game on a bit of a high note. But that does take us into our season-long prediction here. And so I'm trying to count it up here quickly. It would appear that when I look down this list, you have the Rams slotted for 4 losses this season, which I guess would place them at 13-4, which is so weird to say still. I don't even exactly know how that's going to work. I'm so used to seeing 12-4, 13-4, which is obviously very impressive. And I think I only have them slated for one extra loss. So that would have them at 12-5. Clearly, we both think this team is going to be very good. And I think with those records, whether it's 13 wins, whether it's 12, we're on the same page here. The Rams are the favorite for the NFC West title. The only question is now, since they reseeded the playoffs and kind of changed the structure there, are the Rams going to be in a position to where they might be good enough to get that number one seed, which is now the only one that gets a bye, versus a number two seed who has to play on wild card weekend but does get to play at home? It's a little bit more confusing, but I think that's really the question here for me, and I'm pretty sure you agree. It's not so much can the Rams win the NFC West. For me, it's how high in the playoff picture or seeding can they get?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because depending on how these last four or five games play out, which the Rams have a decent close as far as in the division, then out of the division with two really tough road games, they could be right in that mix, and they could fall, as we saw last year, some teams falling from second to fourth or fifth. So that's what's crazy about every game matters. And we talked earlier, and you guys can go back and listen to some of our earlier predictions, but that's why when you're playing the Giants and the Jaguars and, you know, some of these teams that we're playing in the middle of that season, like, they have to be W's, because if you want playoff football to line up your way and be in the number one seed, you got to get them all, right? And so that's going to be really important. The good thing for the Rams is knowing that, hey, we can live on wild card weekend. We beat the Cowboys on wild card weekend a few years ago. We went up to Seattle on the road and won a game. So that's also, you should have some confidence understanding that, hey, this team doesn't really matter where we lace them up at. We've got a pretty good opportunity anytime we're out there and healthy. But man, it makes it a lot easier when you could do a whole run in the playoffs and not leave SoFi, including the Super Bowl. That would be pretty badass, if you ask me.
Yeah, that's got to be the goal, right? Even if you can't get that number one seed locked up, and it's going to be hard because this top three, at least in the NFC, I talked about it on yesterday's episode, Green Bay, Tampa, LA, I'm pretty sure most people would assume those are the top three seeds in the NFC. They're going to be tight. I think it's going to be a very close race, but like you said, even at worst, if you can at least lock up home field advantage all the way throughout that Super Bowl, because we did talk about that again on yesterday's episode, the Rams are hosting the Super Bowl this season, and Peter King, a Football Morning in America, did mention that he thinks the Rams are going to be the second team in NFL history in consecutive seasons to win a Super Bowl at home, right after the Tampa Bay Bucks did it last year, which is crazy. I know that hype train is picking up very fast here. Clearly, me and Brad are on there. I mean, 13 wins, 12 wins, those are both very impressive numbers. I would say they're nearly career highs, but it's hard to compare because now they are playing 17 games as opposed to in 2018 when the Rams, I think, were 13-3 in 16 games. So a little bit hard to compare, but I definitely think this is one of those teams that when you look at the roster, you look at the coaching staff, you have to feel pretty good about Sean McVay's chances to make the playoffs and at least, like you mentioned, get into that wild card round, maybe sneak a win or two by those teams and make an actual playoff run here. It's going to be interesting to see, but all that begins in week one with the Chicago Bears, and Brad and I are going to dive into that in the final segment here, taking a look at the breakdown between these two teams, maybe some players to watch, things to look out for in general. And not only that, but tomorrow's episode is also going to be a crossover episode detailing everything you guys need to know between the Los Angeles Rams and the Chicago Bears when I'm joined by Locked On Bears host Lauren Cox. So make sure to tune into that. Now we're going to dive into our remaining sponsors for this episode. You guys have heard me talk about Built Bar many times on this podcast. I've tried a lot of protein bars in my time. Some are chalky, some taste terrible, some are super high in calories. The Built Bar is none of those. They taste great. They're absolutely delicious. They're healthy. They have 19 grams of protein per bar. They have a bunch of different flavors. They're low in calories, low in sugar. They're high in fiber, and they even work for you if you are in the keto diet. You'll even get a free cooler with your purchase while the supplies last. All you have to do is just go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. That's LOCK15 at BuiltBar.com. And of course, football season is back, so let's make the most of it with a better way to create your custom pool at RunYourPool.com, the premier sports pool hosting service. And I did mention to you guys that we created our own pool for the Locked On Rams podcast, which you can go search up at RunYourPool.com and join. I want to say there's about 25, 26 of us in there right now. The winner does get a free jersey of their choice, so there is a little bit of an incentive there. It's going to be fun. It's a survivor pool. You literally just pick who you think is going to win in any given week, and whoever lasts the longest is going to take that jersey. And obviously, you can check these guys out today and get $10 off at runyourpool.com/lockedon, or you can use the promo code locked on at checkout. Anywhere, everywhere in the world, Run Your Pool helps friends and colleagues compete. The NFL season starts September 9th. We're almost there. Start today at runyourpool.com/lockedon and have your pool up and running in minutes with runyourpool.com/lockedon. And if you want to better prepare for this season, if you are a betting person, and you know Brad and I have dropped a few bets, we've talked about it throughout the last few months, you can go check out the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. They're going to get you guys right. They're a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You can get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. All you have to do is follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcasts. Brad, now we can dive into this final segment here. I've been dying to get into this. We're finally turning the page. It feels like the official turn of the page here, right? We've talked about it and teased it a little bit over the last few episodes, the last few weeks, but there's no more off-season talk. We are finally diving into a preview for week one, and I'm going to speak from my personal perspective here. This off-season flew by. I'm going to be honest. I don't know if it's just because I was doing 5 or 6 episodes a week or I was just occupied with other stuff in my life, but this offseason flew by and I'm just 100% ready for it. I can't wait for it. This is a good way for the Rams to open up their season, right? They're going to go home. Well, they're going to stay home, open up on Sunday Night Football. All eyes are going to be on that television. Chris Collinsworth, Al Michaels, Carrie Underwood. There is no better way to start this. And you're talking about SoFi Stadium finally being opened up to fans, the Rams out there against a team that, theoretically speaking, they should beat. And I obviously, you know, you look back to the predictions, me and you both have the Rams winning this game. But when you look at this contest, is there anything in general that kind of intrigues you about this game? Anything that has you questioning things or certain things that you're kind of looking out for between these two teams?
Everything's intriguing. I'm questioning everything right now because this is, I mean, we're talking Matt Stafford is our quarterback. Like, what is going on? Sony Michel is our running back too. Like, my head is Deshaun Jackson is a wide receiver on our team right now. Like, just that, seeing these guys out there facing competition for the first time, because we don't see him in the preseason, right? There's been so much hype on this, and I'm with you. It is flown by. There is so much excitement about free agency, the draft, all those things, being able to come on here once a week and continue to talk to you, which again, I know I say this from time to time, but have been absolutely crushing it at Locked On and providing even more content than I was doing before, right? You're on YouTube, you're doing 6 episodes a week. Sometimes you're doing bonus episodes. So you're crushing it and you're really hooking us up, the fan, the listener that wants to continue to do this. So it's game week. I can't wait for your crossover tomorrow. Like, just hearing that you have a crossover is exciting because that means football is coming. I think there's just the expectation of the unknown is what is exciting about this game on Sunday night. At the same time, it's the expectation of crushing the Bears, right? Like, we've been saying this for months, like joking about, oh, get through this game, Andy Dalton, if he even makes to the half, because Aaron Donald's going to squash him and all this stuff. And it's still a game to be played. These are still professional athletes going out. Do the Rams start slow? Do they come out of the gates throwing it down the field? So many questions on offense and defense. I think this is a big win for the Rams. I think it's 7.5 is the spread, which I think is one of the largest spreads in week one. They should blow by it, right? But again, shaking off the rust, trying to get these guys together. You mentioned it earlier in the week. Like, we've never seen them play live football. And even watching some Hard Knock episodes, and they're talking about, like, walking through practice is not the same as a full live game against, you know, opponents, starting opponents, basically. So we don't know what to expect, but we should expect some fun, some energy from that building. Finally having fans in SoFi opening up on Sunday night. You named all the people, all the stars that are going to be out there. So I'm just jealous. I'm all the way across the country and I don't get to be there live. But everyone that's going, man, get loud, get proud. Throw it down, represent for Rams Nation. I think it's a big win, but man, everything about this game, there's storylines everywhere. So many question marks. Just can't wait to see him play.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, you said it really, really well there. You said the unknown is what's so exciting here. And I totally agree because this team obviously has a very different feel. You look at the quarterback position, Matthew Stafford there now. You mentioned some of the other guys, Sony Michel. Of course, there's a lot of personnel changes, but it's not often a team gets a different quarterback like Matthew Stafford with his pedigree. And not to mention, this guy has played against the Chicago Bears a lot in his career over there in the NFC North, formerly, of course. So there is a lot of storylines here, and I'm so intrigued to see what's going to happen, because you look at the other side of the coin too. We talked about it. Andy Dalton, he's going to start this game. Does he make it to the end of the game? Like, I'm not even 100% sure that this guy is going to last to the end of week one. And I think when you look back to the preseason, Justin Fields was the better quarterback. There is no question about that in my mind. I understand why they don't necessarily want to toss the rookie out there to the Wolves in week one. They kind of want to ease him in. But at the same time, you look at Matt Nagy, he might be on the hot seat right now. And if he can't start to...
He's been on the hot seat.
Exactly. If he can't start to not necessarily just string together wins, but give this fan base hope, how much longer is he going to get in terms of the time? So you start to think, is he going to be really quick to pull that trigger and include that rookie and put him out there? Especially because the Rams are going to be preparing for Andy Dalton. So it would be somewhat of a curveball if Justin Fields finds his way onto the field, but so no pun intended.
I got a question with that. Because McVay talked about prepping for both guys. You know, I love my over unders. Over under 6 offensive snaps for Justin Fields.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to say under, but I would not be shocked at all if that's over, because even if Andy Dalton is getting blown out, and mind you, you mentioned that line is 7.5. How quick do they pull this guy, right? How much value is there in leaving him in a game in the fourth quarter that you're down 20 points if theoretically that happens? You might want to get Justin Fields out there and get him some run and a few more snaps with those starting guys and things like that. So that's an interesting line, man. I'm not shocked at all. It's enticing, too. I'm not going to lie.
I think I'd take the over just because of I'm expecting a handful of gimmicky plays, maybe not gimmicky, but like a package. Maybe when they get in the red zone, they start running some read option with them. And then, like you mentioned, late in the fourth quarter, like if the Rams are up 2-3 scores, let's hope so, right? Or even, you know, it's a 18-point game or something that they may go, hey, look, this is an option to get some live action against a really good defense. They may not do that, but I would take the over on that one because he's too good to just sit back there, especially with Andy Dalton as a starter. But I don't want to go getting myself in too much trouble because, hey, these are professional athletes. Anything can happen on any given Sunday. We know that for sure. But, man, this is going to be so much fun, Sosa.
Oh, so most definitely. I mean, you even look back to the last game the Rams had. That defense, that performance was just incredible. I mean, the Bears could not do anything offensively. They looked horrendous from the start to the end. That defense was dominating. You looked at Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, all the superstar players stepping up. This is so fun because we have not gotten to see a single starter for the Rams play in the preseason, not even backup. So we have legitimately no idea what to expect in this game. I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams come out and score 37 points, and I wouldn't be shocked if they came out and won this game, you know, 14-7. I just have absolutely no clue what to expect. And that's part of the intrigue here, is because this is our first look at this team. You mentioned a lot of the new pieces, Matthew Stafford, DeSean Jackson, all these different guys, maybe a new playbook from Sean McVay, maybe a new scheme on the defensive side of the ball. There are a lot of question marks, and there's going to be a lot of answers after this game, which is why I cannot wait to watch it. Provide that recap. It's going to be super fun. Of course, we're going to have you back on next week, my man. We're going to get into the recap of this game as well as the preview for the next one. But before we get into all of that, you guys got to make sure to keep checking back in here at the Locked On Rams podcast throughout the rest of the week. Tomorrow's episode is going to be a crossover with Locked On Bears host Lauren Cox. We're going to learn a lot more about the Rams and the Bears and how these two teams are going to face off against each other here in week one. Of course, you guys can always come connect with us on Twitter at QBsMEP, at @LA_RamblingBear, and at Locked On Rams. And you can find us on YouTube at Locked On Rams. Please subscribe or follow to get our latest episodes, content, breaking news, and a whole lot more.